IVM.
कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. See, before I bring Akash Banerjee, who is a legend in our times, onto the show, I want to just quickly say something to help the comedy community, or whatever they're called, people trying to be funny. No, people trying to be funny is everybody. People who try to make money trying to be funny, that's the comedy community. I just want to tell them, if we collectively go to jail for 5 days every year, voluntarily, and create like a credit, okay, I think that would make more sense. Then you relax and do your thing. Or whatever, whether it's Akash who's going to come on and does all his satire and all, without any fear. Because if police will call you, then you can tell the police that immediately, sir, look, it's 5 days, you cut it, 1-2 days from him. Just how you do the fast tag, exactly like the fast tag. This is my, I really thought about this. I'm not trying to be satirical or sarcastic or stupid. I really think we can do this and the world will be a better place. So Inspector Shinde will come and say, Akash Banerjee, no, 2 days cut ho jayega. That was against the central government directive. And I think it makes much more sense. So just putting that thought out there, 5 days a year, go choose your place in South Mumbai. Malwal police station is very good. You get pedas and all are given to you in the evening by the communities that live around. So, if you have a nice jail, go to the nice one. I'm not saying go to Yerwada and all where it's probably going to be a bit hard. And now let's introduce the man who was named after the sky, Mr. Akash Banerjee. By the way, Mrs. Banerjee was my principal in school for a long time.
So be nice.
She's a lovely lady. I'm very fond of her. I just feel that the 80s ka zamana ka teachers have gone. They were all glorious. They were a little strict, but I have no problem with that. I think now the flexibility has gone the other way and, they're scared to shout at the child because of the repercussions. We've become Americanized in that.
80s ka teacher ka output we are seeing. Now we are seeing the output.
You mean, yeah. Well, not me. I didn't learn anything. What are you? How old are you, Akash?
Oh, come on, yaar. You don't ask these questions, yaar. Come on.
Remember, whatever you, I'm more. Not in a good way. Okay, Akash, let's quickly, for the three people who may not know who he is, Akash is a political satirist and host. He has, of course, Deshbhakt YouTube channel, which has millions of followers. He's a founder and head chatterbox. Oh, founder and head chatterbox is also one thing. At Social Bhakbhak Boutique SM Consultancy. I have read it correctly. Or would you like to fire me?
No, too much information.
And also, there's so much gali galoch also on the side that what I'm saying is never going to be harmful. Let's start, but we have to start at the beginning. You worked with us, right? I was trying to see.
I work for Times Now. Yeah. Oh,
same family, no? The bosses of Times Now run our channel. Don't pay us anything.
That way, yes.
Chindigiri has started already. Yeah. Paisa nahi hai.
Yes. So Times Now, I also have a book which I don't talk about. The reason is because the foreword of the book has been written by a man called Arnab Goswami a long, long time ago.
So Assamese and Bengalis can be friends. What are you saying, yaar? Bahut badhiya.
So this
is pre-2008.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Arnab ka parivartan happened during the terrorist attack. So that's where the change happened.
So there is a very famous saying during the terrorist attack that before the terrorist attack, Arnab used to think that he's God. After the terrorist attack, Arnab started to think everybody thinks he's God. So that was the demigod status achieved at that point.
There's a little difference. Now Arnab thinks he's God outside Maharashtra. He has to stay in the God also is geographically defined in our lovely country. Okay, Akash, this is your show. It's all about you. I want to this. You've done a lot of the problem with most people who come here is that when you have too much of achievements, I don't know where to start, honestly. But let's start now with the shows that are on. You're very popular with the young celebrity. Our producer was having an orgasm when he heard your name. And from the morning, 7 o'clock, he's been online saying, Akash, kab aega? And finally, you have descended on us. So let's start with the shows right now that are going on. Yeah. Or is Radio Mirchi the point where everything happened?
Oh, that's interesting, Cyrus, actually. The thing is that for 10 years, I was in television. And, TV makes you very cut and dry, very morose, very sad. And
you can't be free.
Huh?
And you can't be free, basically.
And you can't be free.
Only Arnab could be free. That's the paradox.
But then you have to have 1,000 crores. Right?
Yeah.
So to run an empire. So, so television was, but before television, 2 years, I was also a radio jockey with Radio Mirchi. I used to give love solutions to people at night. I used to do a show called Dil Chahta Hai. It was a guy called Dr. Love. So, 10 years of, but I
you were Dr. Love?
Yes, in Lucknow. In Delhi, North India, etc., etc. I was the Dr. Love. Yes, yes.
So that character was you only?
Yes.
What are you saying here? And you experienced Dr. Love ji?
I was in college at that point of time.
Kafi ladies ke saath romance kiya aapne?
I was in college at that point of time. I used to tell everybody to break up. It's not worth it. Chodo.
Indian male's biggest problem was intro. How to get intro? Forget ke.
Biggest revelation as Dr. Love. The number of requests that came from women about the fact that they wanted to be introduced to men. And that's the society that we are, unfortunately. Women want to meet as many guys. They want to make friends with guys, but they can't go and say hello because the society doesn't allow it. That's not the done thing.
What would you say?
I always used to tell them that it doesn't matter whether you're a girl or a boy. You want to talk to somebody, go and talk to somebody. But I can understand the social construct. It's not the done thing. The girl doesn't approach the guy. It's so tragic. We would have so many more love stories.
She would say, "Mujhse start hoga. Call me later."
Apna the chance for dance bahut zyada. But anyway, so coming back, what happened is 10 years I did television. 2012, I understood, boss, your TV ka to jaane wala hai niche. Because, you know, there was never money. It was all about a little bit of respect and traveling. And the
and parents can tell the other neighbors in the colony, ki, dekha, mera beta, 9 baje pe aate. Wo bhi nahi hota.
अब तो जूते पड़ेंगे ना क्योंकि अगले अरे बाबा रे ये भी मैंने पॉइजन फैलाता है. So I joined Radio Mirchi as a producer, and that is when I was the Delhi programming head, etc., etc. I was on the corporate side. But what happened is
you were a DJ RJ na.
So when I went back, I went on the corporate side.
But why?
Because
money.
And some they needed somebody senior to handle all the kid jobs basically. So thoda sa senior chahiye tha unko.
This Banerjee is a very good name to have. This it always gives the quality that the guy is head of department. You know, you'll always have a Banerjee. I just go to Hindi films. Kaun hai in charge? Oh, Banerjee hai, koi Banerjee. It's have you noticed that? You walk into the Delhi office.
Respect is built in. Banerjee ji to nahi hota hai na.
Very good. Banerjee ji, of course. Well put, sir. Sorry. Back to your story. So you come back as corporate head.
So, yeah, I was in the corporate side. I quit Mirchi after 5 years of being in Mirchi as vice president. I was controlling about 17 radio stations and the jocks in them and all the programming. But the interesting thing that happened is that news kira met the fun kira of radio, because you can't do technically, you know that, you can't do news on radio, right? Mm-hmm. But you do news by spinning it.
Yeah.
So that came together and this whole thing for satire started happening. And that is when I decided to take the plunge.
On radio or online?
Well, we did a little bit of satire on radio also.
So you tested it almost like how comedians test their act. You first did radio. You managed to put in the news, which is not allowed. For those who don't know, you're not allowed to do news on radio, on what do you call it, public radio. And then the online thing started after some time.
So I was doing a little bit of freelancing for News Laundry. I was doing a show for News Laundry called Why So Serious? While I was in
News Laundry. What is that guy's name with the beard?
Abhinandan Sikri.
Abhinandan. Yeah. Correct.
Huh. So I was doing that. And when that started getting traction and I wanted to do this full time, you know, Cyrus, how difficult satire is in India, because you have to understand.
See, politics. I haven't tried it.
So, but we took the plunge and we've been doing this for almost 3 years now. It's been good. It's been good fun. Except the fact that one doesn't know when the knock is going to come on the door. That's.
Are you worried, Akash? Because I've been told that you're also quite edgy. And, you know, every time you hear Munawar Farooqi's story, I'm wondering about parents' ka kya haal hai. You know, I mean, they must be getting called from the missus, the wife, the father, the mother, saying, you know, everybody's supportive.
The most common comment is, ha ha ha, agli bar, ab to tumhari bari hai. That's the most common comment.
Yeah, we get the same thing. Have you ever been arrested? Have they ever threatened you? People ask you this question, I'm sure, all the time.
Regularly. That's.
So, aap log ke paas disclaimer hai, kam se kam na?
Disclaimer laga ki kya karenge? Jisko pakadna ho, to pakad hi lega na?
Sahi baat hai.
I'm sitting in Noida.
Oh, God. Right. Okay. Wise decision. There are about, 5-6 non-BJP states. And yes, okay. All right. All right. So let's talk about the shows that are on before I bring Silvery in. He's a huge fan and he wants to talk to you. He might power you too much and you might get upset. But Let's talk about what's on right now, and just give us the whole gamut.
Political satire, as for the YouTube channel, we are closing into 2 million. What we are hoping that people understand is that political satire is a genre. Just because you talk about politics doesn't mean that you have a political stand or a political party has a stake in your channel or in your position.
Or you're taking a political stand. You're looking at the humorous part of the political situation, huh?
Oh, we've divided it also. We have very clear political stances. We are not unbiased. We are against hate politics, sabse pehle. Then we are against politics of nepotism. Then we are against politics of U-turn politics and not.
I'm pro-nepotism. Nepotism is kya problem hai? What is wrong when your father helps a son? I'm pro all this. Why are you guys against all this?
Isme ek chota sa problem hai.
Agar mera beta ko mantri banna hai aur main mantri ho, toh, would I say ki nahi boss, you go to Thane and stand from there?
I agree with you. See, only problem with nepotism, and especially Bollywood and politics nepotism, is that in business, if you are a bad guy, then you land up like a Vijay Mallya. If you are in cricket, then we have many other examples. Let's not take names, including one who got introduced into IPL yesterday. But in politics and in Bollywood, even if you are a bad apple, you continue to exist. That's the problem. It's the lack of talent in nepotism.
What you're saying is failure rate nahi hai usme. So they just continue. And that's unfair. You don't have a problem with the guy getting a shot. But if he's not good enough, he should vacate. Which in cricket, he can't keep the seat for sure.
Yeah.
Just too competitive right now.
Just too competitive right now. Why can't it happen in politics?
Oh, that I'm all for it. I think the politicians should have athletic competitions also. We should have some non-political competitions to expose them in a sense. Who should run for the country and who shouldn't, as far as I'm concerned. But yes. But then again, Lalu, I heard, is not in good shape. And I'm just thinking that with him will go a lot of this dynastic politics and all that. And I'll miss it. You must understand, it's like Irani cafes, jo Mumbai ki Irani cafes hai, which is all over. If once they close and they're closing, all the people who said, you know, they treat you badly, they ask for the bill first, yes, sab, food is terrible or whatever, those who don't like it, you'll miss it a lot, the romance of the Irani cafe. So I want the dynastic politics in a small way to be preserved, like the Parsis. Keep a little of them there for us to be happy.
Yeah, the only problem is right now, they are one of the reasons why democracy is sliding in India, is because there is no opposition. And any government in power, whether be it in India or abroad, will do whatever it wants if there is no opposition.
But Akash, let's take the side of the right, not the right, this whoever's in power, let's say, if we're right is just now. If they want to go against people like you, because you're satirist and making a point or whatever, their point will be, how dare you decide for us what is the do's and don'ts of politics and what is right and wrong? What will you say to them then?
So Cyrus, I am very clear that whatever little bit of comedy, politics, journalism that exists in the country is because the government has allowed it to exist. If they want, they can shut it off in 1 second. As we saw with Munawwar's case, it is very easy. And again, going back to the point, why is it so easy? Because the government, they can say they are the ones who are deciding, because there is nobody else deciding.
He's frozen. We lost him.
Akash,
as you mentioned the government, something happened and you disappeared.
Something happened.
Your voice was taken away. I am worried. I want you to now use metaphors. Okay? Something which we can easily understand, like the G-O-V-T or something, you know? Metaphors, huh?
So well, there is another metaphor, but it's very... it's very obvious.
Gali to mat ban jao bas. Guys for entertainment, yeah.
Yeah, they were.
I interrupted your flow again. Yeah.
So the people in power are the ones who are deciding what is the level of dissent, because there is nobody else to check them. So if you're saying that if the government wants to do something or go after, they have every right at this point of time, because where is the counterbalance? Is it the media? Is it a active judiciary? Is it an active opposition? Where?
Yeah, but exactly what you're saying. I'll say the same thing. If a devil's advocate for a second, from their point of view, who is to say what is offensive, what is incorrect, information, defamation in that sense? Who is to... I mean, there's so many things when you do comedy where honestly you're taking a license and you're extravagantly and exaggerated comments are being made and all that, which if people don't take with the right pinch of salt, they have every right to get angry. So fir kya karega hum log?
So that is why I think in... governments that are very, very conscious about their image, this problem continues to happen. Remember, in comedy, in satire, many, many democracies have faced this problem. How do they deal with comedians? Where is that line? Where is that red line? It is, of course, perceptive. But that is how I draw it, is, and that's why we have survived as long as we have survived, is that we don't do personal attacks. We don't do non-factual attack. We will not say, oh, I know he got $5 billion. Where is the article? Where is the information? So what we do is we try to limit it with satire, which is punches, more on the issue than the person, and clearly data-driven. So whatever we put out is data-driven and non-person, more on the issue.
But what if the person is really funny to look at? Fir bhi nahi. It's unbelievable. No low blows, no shots, no puns, no hit on the back.
I mean, then we know what is the hit going to come. I mean, there is the whole genre.
No, I get what you say. I'm just joking.
No, I know. But there is this whole genre of doing photoshopping and putting, animals. Yeah.
People, and it becomes insult comedy. Insult comedy, sometimes you think, it's like bullying. Because it's just supposing the guy is overweight, for example, and you're just going with that. It's got nothing to do with policy. It's got nothing to do with the situation or corruption, slants that are, leveled against him. So, you're just wasting time in a sense.
Silas, but then there is so much that our politicians give us anyways that you don't need to go to body parts. You don't need to go to illnesses. There is so much in the public domain anyways.
I mean, personal, which is actually public, like singing in public, for example, I mean, you just cut to that. You don't have to actually say anything. Yeah. But it's amazing. Whenever I've met leaders or spoken to them, obviously our comedy is not edgy enough, and so they don't take us seriously. But not too many have been offended. Except for one case in the South, we've been okay. They've actually been okay with it. We've spoken to them. Nitin Gadkari, Chidambaram, Javadekar, for example, come to mind immediately. Smriti Irani. Not completely aggressive or whatever. I'm always a little sheepish if I meet them or bump into them, airports or whatever. If you see someone or somebody calls you, come and meet sir, whatever. Because they are summoned by it. It's not like they come and hang out with you. But I must say that I don't know whether we're getting it right or wrong. But I think this is an important message. Do your satire. You can't blame who's in charge. You need to just work around it. That's the truth, right?
If you have to survive, you have to work around it.
But if you don't survive, what's the point? What's the point of being a martyr? Because after 3 days, you're forgotten and that's it.
And very importantly, I think this is the lesson that one got early. One is very influenced with the kinds of Trevor Noah, kinds of Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
Don't be too much impressed. Because if you start looking at the level at which they work, the things that they talk about, size of this and size of that, then you're screwed. So I think every country will have its own red lines. Every country will have its own understandings. And we have to appreciate that and maneuver around that as long as possible.
Yeah, because in America, I mean, they just look at it simply like this. Men can wear bikinis and walk around without a problem. In all states, they're not barred. But in India, at least 4 states have said men with bikinis should wear at least jeans below. So I'm just looking at, we can't, you're right. We're again making stupid comments, but you're absolutely right. And the big problem is so influenced by America more than any other country when it comes to comedy, that we quickly think that why are we punching up like Trevor Noah is? And sometimes you got to localize and stay in the program that you're in, because there's no point comparing the programs. They're absolutely different sometimes. But Akash, I think that's great, because if we had to do a class for comedians, how dare I do a class? I should be in one. But I'd say the one thing, they get very ego into it and personal into it very quickly. And it becomes like us versus them, as against looking at the issues and trying to work around it, which I think will be more impactful in the end. And your art doesn't become so personalized all the time,
So I wish it was so. I have approached many, many people who I have sort of mocked. Shashi Tharoor comes as a very clear example. I mocked him.
He's sporting, isn't he?
Yeah, that's the point. So I mocked him. We did. I have been in Hindu College and I have been in St. Stephen's College.
What?
So we did a viral.
That's India, yes. Pakistan. You cannot be in both.
What the hell
is wrong with you? You liar. Are you serious? I've never met anyone who's been in Hindu and you crossed the divide.
Siddharth Basu was the last person before me.
Both?
Yeah.
Both the Bengalis of certain vintage, I must say. Very interesting. But why? How does that happen? How did you go from one to the other?
Oh, well, that's an interesting story. So what happened is, when I was a Hindu, I was cocksure, I'm winning debates. Jamia is made for people like me. If not Jamia, then I am.
It's all politicized colleges, at least in the 90s.
But I didn't get into Jamia or IMC. And I was like very embarrassed. Now, in Delhi University, what happens is that if you're doing MA, you really have a sad life, or you're preparing for the civils. You can't be doing MA in the same college, otherwise, because your juniors will just
Oh, right.
It's an image thing. Okay. At that point of time, these things matter.
Don't apologize for it.
So then I walked across and I said, let's apply to Stephens. Let's see what happens. And I managed to get admission into master's in history at Stephens. So I have been in both sides. I have a great life in politics.
When you actually started the class, the master's, did they tease you?
Okay. So actually nobody teased. Some kids came to me and said, oh, so Akash, how is life on the other side of the universe? So I very nonchalantly told them, nothing great, but they allow girls in the hostel room at any point in the day.
Ooh.
And in Stephens, you get expelled if a girl is even seen in your block. So that shut them up. So everything has its...
And I thought Stephens was more liberal.
No, the other way around, is it? Very stiff upper lip. Very stiff upper lip.
Roshan Abbas, Ajay Jadeja.
No.
Some great people
Roshan,
coming out of.
Roshan is Hindu. Hindu. Roshan
I'm
is Hindu.
Hindu. Yeah. Hindu. I've shot both the colleges for MTV, so I remember the roster.
Yeah, I know. Cyrus, I remember it. Cyrus, Arnab Goswami is also Hindu.
What? Yeah, somebody told me that's right. That's right. No, listen. You can't blame the institutions. I'm a big, you know, I'm telling you, don't blame parents and institutions. I'm a nature nurture debate. I'm saying you forget this. Nature is more important.
Nature
as far as I'm concerned. All right, listen, Akash, unfortunately or fortunately, we have to take a break and then we'll come back with Silvery and talk to you about, put you on the spot with questions which hopefully are controversial and cause knocks to happen on your door. So call your lawyer in this few second break that we're taking. Back with Akash Banerjee is going to tell us how to withstand a successful satirical career, which is a piece of satire in itself, after the break. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brochure. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. And now, Akash, we are back, and I will just simply drink my probiotic. Because at age 49, one has to make sure that, you know, the digestive juices are good.
Yeah, bar and health and all. Too good.
I'm traveling next week. I'm most worried about being stuck in airports.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my first trip in after lockdown had started. I've never been any. Have you been out?
No.
The country or city?
No, not at all.
Yeah, really.
Hum to Delhi nahi gaye.
Oh.
Noida. So office, we have a small office in Noida. So home office, everything is happening out of Noida.
But Noida to Delhi is just 25 minutes by car. What is...
Even there, we haven't. I mean, we've just completely locked ourselves up. So let's see.
All right, let's call Mr. Antariksh.
Wedding, I'm a Bengali. Bhitu, I'm a Bengali.
Fair enough. I don't push myself either. Silvery, please join.
Hey guys, what's happening? All right, we have some very fun AMA questions. Very interesting. I'll get to the first one. This one comes in from Kishan KY. He says, hi guys, this is Kishan from New York City. I have a thing to ask you guys about the Munawar joke saga. I have seen so many people outraging about his arrest, but there is nothing wrong in his arrest, according to our laws. It is in our constitution, it is 2021, and India still has blasphemy laws. But why isn't anyone talking about removing these outdated, ridiculous blasphemy laws? People should realize that hurting religious sentiments will keep getting people like Munawar arrested or people beheaded like Kamlesh Tiwari until we get rid of these laws. What do you guys think?
Yeah, so the most fiercely debated and hotly debated issue, and a lot of people want to know, you're talking about blasphemy laws. We haven't got rid of sedition laws, you know, which is far less controversial. And most political parties will not be able to create any sort of a logical argument to keep sedition laws, which are British era laws, which even Britain has got away years ago. So A, that is the point. B, please understand how we are becoming more conservative. It is very sad that our name is being attached to the likes of Pakistan, where blasphemy laws exist. Now, there is a reason of blasphemy laws existing and them being practiced with vigorousness. The problem is that earlier it used to exist, but the kind of practicing it has happened. The point about Kamlesh Tiwari is not moot is because what happened was the act of an individual. We always forget this.
Yeah, it's not the state.
What an idiotic individual is doing cannot be compared to what the state is doing.
Correct.
It is not a justification. And that is what has happened here. Please understand, yesterday, UN Human Rights sent out an appeal as far as the farmer protest is concerned. You have Rihanna who's tweeting as far as the internet ban and clamping down on protest is concerned. I can also tell you that right now, there is concern over the fact of the slew of FIRs that has been filed about Rajdeep and Siddharth Vardarajan as far as the reporting of the 26th incident goes. All of this is giving my country a bad name. My problem is that. But luckily, I do not want my country to
Kangana
become...
Kangana is giving your country a very good name. Because Kangana has now pointing out how to be a patriot. And you have to follow the Kangana Patriot Act. But sorry to interrupt your very passionate plea. And I accept it, Akash. Absolutely spot on. But just coming back to the question, what he's saying, and I like this. I like logic a lot. I think we're too emotive as a people. He's saying, and spot on again, let's look at the law. Because perhaps we're all getting emotional and saying this guy has to be bailed and all that. But the laws are there saying if you abuse in any way, make any defamatory comment, and this is such a gray area, about anyone's religion. I mean, you mean something about Parsis, and technically I should be able to put you in jail. So it's such a stupid law. I mean, that's the problem. So we have to relook at it. Now, you're saying there are conventions. You don't actually follow them. They're just there. And only a real third world country will actually do something like that. Acceptable. But what's the point of having them in the books?
See, Cyrus, this is why you will never become Arnab. This is why you will never become as popular as Arnab.
Too logical.
And also not have a 1,000 crore empire, empire.
Damn you.
Because you use the word logical.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about liking logic in an age when somebody is jailed for not having cracked a joke. He could have cracked a joke. He was heard.
As a potential to crack the joke.
He apparently somebody said they heard. Now, in the book of law, you have to have some sort of evidence, even video evidence.
A crime has to be committed for you to be charged.
That's why I said we are heading towards Jaya River. This is pre-crime unit. So the pre-crime unit came in and stopped the crime from apparently happening. So, Cyrus, we cannot talk about law in an age where people... Did you see the narrative? Did you see how many people Cyrus questioned? But what did he say? Where is the evidence? How many people? No, he must have said something. No. He must have. Bas.
And initially, correct me if I'm wrong, they put him in for social distancing norms not being followed and technicalities like that.
That was part of it, yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Cyrus, one more also. So initially that... And then when he was denied a bail, he was not denied a bail for what he had done, not done. He was denied a bail because his release would cause law and order problem.
Yeah.
A kid who has been locked up is not being released because the court says that it's going to create law and order problem. I really feel sorry and I feel angry that my country can't control law and order for a kid who is being released.
Who's not like a Virat Kohli or a Shah Rukh Khan or something. I mean, he's just a young upcoming comedian in a little world. Silvi, with due respect, it's not like we have millions and millions of people following. Absolutely. Now, maybe he will because it became a human act of inhumane behavior, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you're talking about, and I like his point, Akash's point about how the foreign world looks at us. It's one thing to say, oh, tell them not to interfere, but it's a global world. And they are looking at us and we're looking stupid. And yes, the farmer's agitation doesn't make us look good because the farmer equated with not rich person, equated with being bullied by the system for a Westerner or for a person outside, it's very simple to make the match rightly or wrongly that this is a persecution and oppression.
I love the MLK, Martin Luther King phrase that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Mm.
Then that applies. Everyone should be allowed to speak on any injustice that they see anywhere globally. And it's only right to do so.
Yeah, and technically, I'm also part farmer. So it's just a Delhi both Dura, and I just can't make the distances too much for me. Yeah, I just don't want to go through all the checks. And I mean, the toll naka, now they want us to, oh God, I mean, they've started it again. I spent 2 hours in traffic going to Alibag the other day. It's ridiculous. Just waiting for a toll naka to clear. Talk about justice. That's injustice to the elite. When are we going to get our problems looked at properly?
Not there's no fast tag. No fast tag on the toll naka here. You tell Mr. Gadkari.
Maine bhara nahi. Minimum limit 2000. How many times are we going to go there? Yeah? Do the math. For the full year, I have to pay the government 2000 bucks. My land up going only 3 times. No,
anti-national. You are anti-national. You are not helping the government.
Anti-shanty. Not fully. Anyway, next one.
Yeah, next one comes in from Ramesh Thapar. He says, "Hi, Sai and guest. Huge fan of the show. My question is, with Greta Thunberg getting an FIR from the Delhi police being filed against her, what do our Indian authorities even think they can do against her anyway? There's no way they can arrest her or put her on trial. This all has to be just for show, right?
Let Akash, this is right up his alley. Let him answer this because I think it comes from the first answer anyway. Please go ahead, bro.
I think I tweeted that, are they going to go in a gypsy or are they going to go in a TUV?
with a red light, huh? Somewhere in freaking Scandinavia with a red light. Dandy.
They're going to scare Greta by doing thai in the air.
And then they wear the sunglasses in the opening line, myself, Inspector Sharma. You know, and Sven.
Hey, I shouldn't joke about all this. This is happening in my state. I should control myself. Yes. By the way, a technicality. Now the Delhi police, I think somewhere down the line, somebody would have said, what the hell is going on? So now they've clarified, no, it is not against Greta. It is the creator of the toolkit against which the investigation is going on and an international conspiracy to malign India. See, right now it was only the liberals and the urban Naxals who were maligning. Now it is the international community.
And the international community is not Chinese or Pakistan. That's the other beautiful thing.
Yes.
We've now bludgeoned and blossomed.
US, UK, everybody. They're scared because we are becoming a $5 trillion economy. Hmm. So,
Akash, beautiful. I'll visit you in MP. I'll come. You non-veg khata hai na, good Bengali boy. Peace.
So light a candle at least when the time comes. Light a candle at least for me. Come on.
I might have to pay fastag to come to MP. That's the only problem.
No, that's not a fair excuse here. Come on. So obviously, it does not have any sort of legal standing. The government has refused to even admit that. Are they going to raise it at a diplomatic level? What it does is give...
They're funnier than us, man.
But imagine the government of India having a discussion.
Are they going to raise it in an international convention? You're the freaking United Nations and you're going to say, we're feeling insulted. She supported farmer.
So imagine Sweden ambassador is being summoned to the High Commission. Okay. No. Our 18-year-old girl said this about our country. We will launch war against you. You please tell her not to do.
Percy, no Indian can pronounce her name. I can't pronounce it properly. You know, we the guy in charge that commission. Oh, Greta, whatever name. Greta. She is beautiful girl. Welcome to certain parts of subcontinent, not our world. Yeah, it's hilarious. Really.
So, very interesting fact also, since we're talking about Greta. So Joyojeet, he works with Microsoft and he's part of a research wing. I put out the tweet yesterday. They've done a study. Mia Khalifa's tweets had higher engagement than all the other Indian male celebrities' tweet engagement.
But she's not a porn star anymore. So yes. That speaks a lot about how we've evolved. Because she was a porn star, now she does other things. You know, it's complete another. I know all this. I mean, I know. Kunal Vijaykar, my friend, fills me in because, you know, he's doing a PhD on how to recover from pornography as a career.
Do you guys think that Rihanna and Mia Khalifa must also be expecting an FIR if Greta already got one?
Bhakt Banerjee is very clear on this. He's already made a demand that whether Rihanna or not, immediate FIR on Mia. And Mia ji should be brought here.
Against our culture.
It really hurt Bhakt Banerjee. We will boycott her. We will boycott her in daytime.
He won't watch her all day.
I will not watch her all day. Yes.
So, Mia Khalifa's complete works should be banned. But solitary works will be allowed. Complete works, out of the question. Gone. What are we saying? Let's not attack poor Mia Khalifa. Honestly, being a porn star, not the worst crime in the world, really, compared to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's really ridiculous. Can we squeeze one more in?
Yes, one more. This is, again, a very interesting one. Comes in from Pooja Behel. She says, hi, Cyrus, Silvery, and guests. What do you think will happen if our entire political landscape had to change overnight? In the sense, if suddenly it was decided that any politician who has been in politics for more than 20 years has to retire and make way for new young blood in the system.
I've been thinking
about this a lot. What do you think would happen if this scenario were to ever play out?
See the positivity in the country? Who's saying there's no positivity? Who positive about that? I think that's a fabulous story. I mean, that's like Beckett or something. He's got a great mind. This guy should be in comedy. 20 years.
It's a woman, Pooja Ben.
Pooja. Okay, Pooja, well done. Superb. Akash, Pooja, what's your take?
This is beyond utopia.
A false paradise, perhaps. Yeah.
But if everything had to change, there is actually a way it can change. Not by politicians resigning, but India getting a viable opposition. I'm not even talking about somebody to beat the party in power. They are not going anywhere. But just the fact of a democratic, viable, strong opposition which can raise its voice. It's going to dramatically change politics in India. And now we're scraping at the bottom of the barrel.
Correct. And also the center now doesn't even think there's an opposition and almost is correct about it. So it's just like a one-man army doing what it wants, which is not good for democracy one way or the other, whether you support or don't support. But Akash, will you go into politics?
No. Very clear about it. 100%? Very, very. 100%.
Khalil Mohammed, the most famous critic of Hindi films in the world, finally turned around and made a film. And his whole world changed after that a little bit.
So, I always put a caveat. Never politics, unless and until somebody decides to shut this channel down. Then I have nothing else to do.
So then you join the opposition. As the voice of the opposition. Yeah.
So as long as somebody is allowing me to do this channel, I'm absolutely okay. I have no reason to be in politics. I don't like politicians.
Will you give your son the channel to run? Will he be the next Akash Banerjee? Would that be allowed? Or is that nepotism?
That's the beauty of digital. Cyrus, it will collapse if he's not even 5%. It'll collapse. You know that. Views go like this. That's the beauty. So he can get the channel, but he won't be able to run it.
So back to the same middle class story, MBA. Go to America, get a degree, get a corporate job, and then we'll see. I like it. I like it. No false dreams here. Fair enough. All right. Okay, this has been fabulous, Akash, talking to you. I hope everything that we've said is tongue-in-cheek. We all voted for the center at the center, right? Look me in the eye, everyone. We're all friends. I hope they have a sense of humor at some point. I think some of them really do. I'm just hoping that they prevail in the party. Because actually, some of the politicians on both sides or all sides are actually very funny and interesting people. And they should show that side instead of this stern, righteous side that keeps coming up. This righteousness, whenever someone shows righteousness, sometimes I almost immediately feel like puking. Even if it's correct. It just seems wrong.
Cyrus, I don't make predictions, but one thing I am very clear is that the next leader, whoever will come, will be a funnier, wittier person. I think we've had too much of grave politicians.
Oh, yes, too much. Just too much of this straight, they will be punished and all that. I mean, enough of this crap here.
Yeah. Yes.
Also, change the clothes. Westernize a little bit. You're still Desi.
No. Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Oh, sorry. Follow the bhakt. You're lucky that way. You can just fool them and they knock on your door. Right? Get to the avatar and just say, what are you talking about? This is my cousin.
Yeah? It can be bhakt when you open the door.
Bhakt. Naam hai bhakt. Show the tattoo. Yeah. Put it in the wrong place though. There has been FIR immediately. All right, listen, wonderful talking to you, Akash. Hope to have your voice again on all things political, social, economic, and of course, men in bikinis in America. I don't know why we brought that up. All right. See you guys.
Pleasure. It's been a pleasure, Cyrus. Thanks
pleasure
for having
me. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. Bye. Back to the game.
Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.